It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. Ambrose Bierce wrote that the definition of a fiddle is an instrument to tickle the human ears by friction of a horse's tail on the entrails of a cat. We'll hear some amazing ticklers of the year, including Anna Kiko Myers, Tasman Little, and Madeline Atkins on today's What's New. I spoke with violinist Leonidas Kavakos about his release Virtuoso from Decca Records. These wonderful waltzes from Der Rosenkavalier, they especially may not know this sort of version that's got to be really fun to express this big, you know, juicy romantic opera waltzes with just in a chamber music setting.
Yeah, but the transcription is so fantastically done. It's done by Prichoda, who was a master of the violin himself. When you look at the piano part or when you listen to the recording, you will realize that there is practically nothing missing there from the orchestral part. This is all is there, and it's there. It's done in a way that it works really fantastic, I think. One has to be thankful because, you know, it's not about only how well one knows the violin in this case, but this is, as you described, a huge orchestral piece that means many, many parts, and one has to really feel what's the essence of the music, what's necessary to put in there, what's necessary or not important to omit, and so on. I think that this is one of the greatest transcriptions we have in the violin repertoire. That's why I included it there.
Well, we're looking forward to this and so much more, and congratulations on Virtuoso. It's stunning.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your interest. Take care.
Let's hear the music we were discussing, waltzes from Der Rosenkavalier by Richard Strauss. Leonidas Kavakos is joined by pianist Enrico Pace on What's New. Richard Strauss's waltzes from Der Rosenkavalier on What's New. We heard violinist Leonidas Kavakos and Enrique Pace, piano, from the 2016 Decca release Virtuoso. You can find out more online at WBAA.org, including our playlist and podcasts. I spoke with violinist Carolyn Golding about her latest release and playing Antonín Dvořák's four romantic pieces.
It's a beautiful trio version. So there are four, I think. One, two, three. Yes, they're four. Sorry, I forgot. They're beautiful. They're short. They're romantic, haha, as in the title. And they're just perfect to play for encores or to play it like as a lighter piece-ish on a program. So I say ish because it's still dark a little bit, but also light and gleaming and romantic and passionate. So, yeah.
Violinist Carolyn Golding speaking about Dvořák. Let's hear the four romantic pieces with pianist Danae Dorkin on What's New. Antonín Dvořák's Four Romantic Pieces, Opus 75, with Carolyn Golding violin and pianist Danae Dorkin on What's New. I'm John Clare. Find out more at WBAA.org. We're featuring the violin on this episode, and later this hour, a tailor-made lullaby with Anna Kiko Myers. Violinist Madeline Atkins is the newly named concertmaster of the Utah Symphony. She's recorded a whole CD of Mendelssohn, and I ask her about putting it all together.
I had some experience with the other sonatas, but they're definitely not heard as much as I think that they should be. And then I came across this D minor unfinished sonata. It's only available in manuscript in a Berlin archive. So that was really exciting because we thought, well, what does this sound like? You know, it's quite an amazing piece. It's very Beethoven, kind of a brooding sense to it. And one wonders why he never returned and finished that sonata, because I feel like it has a lot of promise.
Madeline Atkins speaking on What's New. Let's hear an unfinished sonata in D minor by Felix Mendelssohn that Madeline mentioned. Pianist Louise Mogulhash performs on What's New. The Sonata in D Minor by Felix Mendelssohn, what he completed anyway, that unfinished piece from 1825 on What's New. We heard Madeline Atkins and pianist Louise Mogulhash from a Two Pianists Records release. There's more at WBAA.org, including playlists and podcasts. That's WBAA.org. We're featuring the violin on What's New. Francesca Anderegg spoke about her latest CD called Wild Cities. Where does the title come from? Where does Wild Cities work in for this wonderful new release?
Wild Cities comes from an Allen Ginsberg poem. And in the poem, the perspective is like as if you're sitting in a car driving west. And the poem is called After Dead Souls. And as you're driving in this car and driving west, the point of view is about thinking about all of these great destinations, like the Golden Gate Bridge and a wild city jumping with jazz on the Pacific Ocean. And so the poem is about this kind of sense of the openness of the road of the American continent traveling westward. And I just thought that fit in so well with this kind of minimalist but also post-minimalist music that I was playing. So I thought, wouldn't it be neat if it was called Wild Cities?
I think it's fun that there is this sort of travel theme with the Moya and Clint's work, that they're actually, folks may know the wonderful John Adams, you know, road movies.
Absolutely. And actually, those pieces kind of led me in the direction of thinking of this travel theme, because, you know, Clint Needham talks about his piece and says that a lot of his friends as artists and himself as an artist are kind of nomadic and have this hopeful spirit as they keep moving to different cities and different physical locations in search of new artistic and economic opportunities. And he really identifies with that. And so this piece is about traveling. And of course, it's a little bit of an homage to road movies, right?
Francesca Anderegg from a conversation about her Wild Cities release from New Focus Recordings. Let's hear a 2013 work by Clint Needham called On the Road. Francesca Anderegg violin is joined by Brent Fenderbark on What's New. On the Road by Clint Needham on What's New. Violinist Francesca Anderegg and Brent Fenderbark piano performed. Find out more about this and other episodes online at WBAA.org. I'm your host, John Clare. When I spoke with violinist Jennifer Coe about her Alt Tchaikovsky release, the subject turned to the idea that music is an international language. A Russian conductor with a Danish orchestra, an American violinist.
I think just music is so human and so visceral, and it almost comes before our ability to speak and express ourselves. I think there's something, when I use the word visceral, I completely mean that point of where you emotionally feel something, and then later we find words to define what that feeling might be, but music is before that point of definition. And because it's so human, I think it has this ability to really connect us as human beings.
Jennifer Coe speaking about her Sadie release of Tchaikovsky violin works. This is The Melody, Souvenir of a Beloved Place, with Coe, the Odense Symphony Orchestra, and Maestro Alexander Vedernikov on What's New. Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky's Melody, Souvenir of a Beloved Place, featuring Jennifer Coe violin on What's New. There's more at WBAA.org, including playlists and podcasts. That's WBAA.org. American Masters is the September 2014 release by Anna Kiko Myers. It has violin concertos of Samuel Barber, Mason Bates, and a lullaby by John Corigliano. I spoke with violinist Anna Kiko Myers about it just before it was released.
I'm just so proud of this recording because it has two big world premieres on it. One by John Corigliano, like you mentioned, of the lullaby for Natalie that was written for my firstborn daughter. The Mason Bates Violin Concerto, which is a monster. Well, I should say a dinosaur of a piece, because it is about a dinosaur taking flight. But, you know, to go through the process of working with a living, contemporary, super hot composer who's on the scene today, who is the composer in residence with the Chicago Symphony, and just a really incredible writer, and that this was his first concerto for any instrument. I was very excited at the opportunity to work with him.
To me, this perpetual motion, this lullaby, and this dinosaur are a perfect match for this release. And there's something cool going on with the Corigliano, that you have a video contest that for a soundtrack. I was like, holy cow, I can't believe she's doing all this stuff and around it. It's got to be fun to see and a creative side of sort of making a soundtrack, making a movie to music.
Yeah, that John Corigliano is an Academy Award winner and a Grammy Award winner. And his music is just so lush and gorgeous, you know, and especially this lullaby is like, it just takes your breath away and it makes you sleepy. No. But I thought, what a perfect way to introduce the music globally with this global contest, and people have really spent so much time and thought preparing these videos.
Yeah. Oh, it's very exciting. Here is the lullaby for Natalie by John Corigliano. Anna Kiko Myers is joined by the London Symphony and Leonard Slatkin on What's New. John Corigliano's Lullaby for Natalie, the world premiere recording of that orchestration by the composer on What's New. Anna Kiko Myers was featured with the London Symphony Orchestra and conductor Leonard Slatkin. You can see a video with Myers and that work on our website at WBAA.org. There's also more information, including playlists and podcasts at WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. It's What's New from WBAA Classical and WBAA.org. I'm John Clare. We're featuring the violin on this episode. Coming up, the Norwegian cousin of the violin, the Hardanger fiddle, and a work by Johan Kvandahl. In 1971, Andrei Panufnik premiered his violin concerto written for Yehudi Menuhin. There have been several recordings of the work, and we'll hear a 2016 release of Polish Violin Concerti from Naxos. This is Peter Plauner with the Berlin Chamber Orchestra led by Jürgen Bruns on What's New. Thank you. the violin concerto by Sir Andrei Panufnik. We heard Peter Plauner, the Berlin Chamber Orchestra, and conductor Jürgen Bruns on What's New. Find out more about the release and hear our podcasts at WBAA.org. We're featuring the violin on this episode of What's New. Panufnik's daughter Roxana is an accomplished composer and has written a violin concerto in four parts, a la Vivaldi's Four Seasons: Autumn in Albania, Tibetan Winter, Spring in Japan, and Indian Summer. This is an October 2016 release featuring Tasman Little conducting and playing the solo part, with the BBC Symphony Orchestra and Graham Bradshaw playing Tibetan Singing Bowl on What's New. Tasman Little playing violin and conducting The Four World Seasons by Roxana Panufnik. It's a Shandos release that also includes Vivaldi's Four Seasons. Find out more and hear podcasts online at WBAA.org. I'm your host, John Clare. We'll round things out with a release of The Artistry of Ashild Nyhus playing Hardanger Fiddle. This is a traditional string instrument used to play the music of Norway. This is a type of fiddle that's very similar to the violin, though with 8 or 9 strings. 4 of the strings are strung and played like a violin, while the rest, sympathetic strings, resonate under the influence of the other 4. Let's hear Johan Kvandal's quintet for Hardanger Fiddle and String Quartet Opus 50 on What's New. Johan Kvandal's quintet for Hardanger Fiddle and String Quartet on What's New. We heard Ashild Nyhus playing Hardanger Fiddle from a CMAX release from March 2016. Find out more about this show and find playlists and podcasts at WBAA.org. What's New is a production of WBAA Classical, a listener-supported broadcast service of Purdue University. Production assistance from Erica Yon and Kevin Howard. The content director and executive producer is Greg Kostraba. I'm your host and producer, John Clare. Thanks for listening to What's New.